Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you for stopping by. Pull up a chair, make yourself comfortable. I got a chair right here for you. I hope you have a snack, hope you have a beverage. We are about to get started. We're going to talk today about how we can pray even when we have run out of gas. Anybody feel like that? You're praying, you're waiting for something to happen, and you just don't know how you can continue. Well, fortunately for us, Jesus has a message. There's a story he told called the Parable of the Persistent Widow. And what I love about this parable, it's from Luke's gospel. Luke tells us exactly the reason that this story is included in his gospel. This parable is told to us by Jesus so that we ought always to pray and not lose heart. So if you feel like you're losing heart, and I got news for you, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic we're in right now, every day there is a challenge. There is something that we see on the news or maybe in our own life that threatens our ability to pray because we're just tired, we're frustrated, we don't feel like our prayer is having any effect. Are you there? I have a feeling you might be, because these are feelings that I experience all the time. And I just thought that the Holy Spirit was nudging me a little bit today to talk about this and to give you some encouragement about how it is that we can push on, that we can persist in prayer even when nothing appears to be happening. So we're going to talk about that on the program today. You never know, I could end up speaking about something else too. I'm going to see where the Spirit takes me. But at any rate, I'm just glad to be able to spend these 30 minutes with you on Following the Truth. I hope you're letting people know about this program. I look at the numbers every day. And since I've been doing this show, and I'm trying to remember how long it's been since I revived the show after a 2.5 year absence, but maybe about 4 weeks we've been doing this program every Monday through Friday. The numbers are looking good, so I want to thank you for that, for helping me to get the word out. And I also want to make sure that you know how grateful I am for your financial support, because if you didn't come through and help me out to continue this program and my full-time ministry, I wouldn't be able to do this every day. So I thank you for your support and your encouragement, for spreading the word, and for your prayers. It means a lot to me. Speaking of prayers, why don't we turn to our Heavenly Father right now and ask Him for the grace that we need to continue, even at that point when we have hit the wall, when we're not feeling it anymore, when we're really doubting if our prayers are having an effect. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father now. Let's be honest with Him. We all have these feelings at times. I mean, it doesn't pay to try to fool God. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we feel. And if we're honest with Him, that's how our relationship with Him is going to grow, by our being honest with Him. So right now, let's turn to our Father in heaven in prayer and begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we come before You today very honestly saying that there are times that we just don't feel like our prayers are working. We don't hear You respond in an audible way. We look around and it doesn't seem like You're listening. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's how it seems sometimes. It just doesn't seem like You're listening. But Father, we realize that we can be a little selfish, and we can sometimes expect our requests to get answered in exactly the way that we want. And when that doesn't happen, then we accuse You of not caring. I know we're wrong, but we do that sometimes. So Father, we come to You today very openly and honestly saying that we need help. We need help to persist in our prayers because we know that You want us to pray. St. Paul tells us that we should pray without ceasing. So we get that. We know that we should pray, but we ask for that encouragement today to help us during those times when it just doesn't feel like our prayers are having an effect. We pray that, Father, You will speak through Your word in sacred scripture today. Send Your Holy Spirit into our hearts to soften them so that we'll be able to be responsive to what You have to say, that we'll be able to hear and put Your words into practice this day. And I pray, Father, that You will use me as Your instrument on the program. Please give me the words. Let me know what it is that I am supposed to say so that I can deliver Your message. Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Holy Spirit. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, Your Son. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. I want to thank you for praying with me. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? You hear me say this sometimes, but I really believe this. It's kind of amazing that we can talk to our Father in heaven, who just also happens to be the creator of the universe. I mean, how amazing is that? What a great opportunity. And this is faith is a journey. And there are going to be times when we do question whether or not he hears us. And we do get frustrated. But I would encourage you to do this. When you feel like he's not answering, tell him. Be honest. Be open. That's the way you're going to grow closer to him. And don't rule out the divine intervention of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within us for a reason. We receive the Holy Spirit at baptism for a reason. Because we need help with things like this. God knows that we struggle. God knows that we can't see him, and it's hard for us. It's hard for us to walk by faith and not by sight. We want to keep walking by sight. We depend on our senses. And if we can't see something with our eyes, if we can't hear with our ears, then we struggle. So it's difficult to have a relationship with our Father in heaven or with Jesus without the help of the Holy Spirit. That's why we have the Spirit. So ask the Spirit to help you. And, you know, at the start of the show, when we said our prayers, I asked the Spirit to speak through me as I read this parable today. And that's what we should do when we read Scripture. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Now, this is a really simple story. It's one of those stories where I think it can be maddening. This is one that always drove me crazy. So I'm glad we get to talk about it a little today. And I'll share a few things about it that hopefully will make it more appealing to you. Let me just read it and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. This is the parable of the persistent widow. Okay. And he told them a parable. Now that's Jesus that Luke is talking about. He told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. So here's what we got here. We have Jesus telling a parable to his followers because there is a tendency when they are praying to lose heart, to get frustrated. Because look, we live in this fast food society. Our culture tells us that we need instant gratification, right? If I want something, I'm supposed to get it right away. Otherwise, something is wrong. It's like the internet. How frustrating is it when the internet isn't responsive enough, right? That happens. But look, I'm from the generation when I was young, when I went to school, I had to go to the library to look up information in encyclopedias. There was no Google. Yeah, I'm old, but there was no Google. But yet we have become so accustomed to getting instant answers on our computers. And now we take it a step further. Now we have it on our phones. You know, I remember when personal computers first came out, that was a big thing, right? We had access to all this information, especially through the internet. But then we were able to use our cell phones to get access to the internet. But what happens is this new technology, what it often does is makes us very impatient. And we have that impatience. We're used to getting what we want. And we apply that to our prayers. So I'm praying to God for the end to the coronavirus. And it's been weeks and I don't see it happening. I can easily get frustrated. And by the way, just for the record, I do, speaking for me personally, I do get frustrated. I really wish this thing was over. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I do. So it's hard for me sometimes to keep praying because I don't feel, and I'm going to be totally honest, I don't feel in my heart like my prayers are being answered. But if I spend a little time and I'm honest with myself and I ask the Holy Spirit to work through me, eventually I realize that, number one, I am expecting instant answers in the way that I want them, right? I'm praying for the virus to be done and everything to go back to normal, but maybe that's not the best thing for right now. For me, for you, for anybody else, who knows? God knows what's best. Obviously, I have no doubt in my mind that he is allowing this thing to happen. He is behind this thing. And somehow he is bringing good out of this. But it's annoying to me because I want to get to go back to the store without wearing a mask. I want to be able to shop and walk around freely. I do. I want to see my family members, my extended family and my friends. I want to go speak at parishes again. I want all this stuff. And because I can be selfish, my prayers can suffer. Because if I'm praying and I don't get an answer, eventually I'm going to get to the point, and that's my personality. You might feel the same way. Eventually I get just really annoyed. I hit the wall, if you will, and I get frustrated and I just think, well, that's it. I give up. But I have learned that that's lethal when it comes to your spiritual life. You can't do that. We've got to keep praying, but we need some help sometimes. We need some help in reassurance that, yeah, our prayers are being heard. Just because God's not responding in the way that I want, as fast as I want, why does that automatically imply that he's not listening or doesn't care? It doesn't. But because I'm selfish and self-centered, I think that way sometimes. And look, if you feel that way, that's okay. Feelings are not right or wrong. They're also not facts, and that's the important thing for us all to remember. Just because you feel it a certain way doesn't make it true. So, you know, if you're feeling that God is not answering your prayers, that doesn't make it a fact. It doesn't make it real. But we want to take those feelings when we feel like God's deserting us or not answering our prayers, we want to do something with them. We just don't want to stop praying because that is a mistake. And that's what Luke's getting at here. This is why this parable told by Jesus is included in Luke's gospel. Luke 18, verse 2, Jesus said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Vindicate me against my adversary.'" All right, so we see this judge, this parable of a judge, dishonest, not a righteous man, not a good guy. I mean, that's the picture that Jesus paints of this judge. And there is a widow, and widows in the time of our Lord were incredibly vulnerable. They generally had no means to support themselves. They were completely dependent. She's helpless. So we have a helpless person and a judge who was not a nice guy. And this widow lived in the city with the judge and kept coming to the judge and asking for help. Now, obviously, he's not nice. He doesn't care. He's not really looking to help her. So this doesn't look good for this widow. And you know, in many ways, this could be us dealing with the coronavirus, right? The odds are against us. You turn on the news, you look on the internet, you hear on the radio, doom and gloom. Who knows when this will ever end? Who knows if there will be a vaccine? Who knows what's going to happen? You know, all this endless speculation, which, by the way, is just that. You know, I've told you before, I'm not discounting science because the scientists, they know more than I do about how a virus works and how medicine works. I understand that. But when everybody starts predicting about what is going to happen, we got to remember that they don't know for sure. And a lot of people are predicting well beyond their ability to predict with certainty. Even though they sound certain, they don't know for sure that what they're saying is going to be accurate and come to pass. All we need to do is look to the beginning of this thing and see how the predictions have stood up so far. I don't think anybody predicted we would be where we are at this point in time. So, a hopeless situation, and I put that in quotes because with God, all things are possible. There's no such thing as a hopeless situation. But in many ways, we feel with this coronavirus that we're really up against it. There's very little chance of it being completely eradicated according to the way we feel and according to the wisdom of the world, not according to God. According to God, this thing could be gone in an instant. And we have to remind ourselves of that sometimes. But we can relate to this widow, I think, because she had very little chance of the judge ruling in her favor, right? Not a nice guy, didn't care about people, wasn't well regarded. What would make him help this widow? So in a lot of ways, we can see ourselves in this situation. And by the way, your predicament doesn't need necessarily to be the coronavirus. You could have financial issues. You could have a bad medical diagnosis. You could be extremely lonely. You could be looking for friends and you're just desperate. I mean, there could be so many things you are up against that will that could make you feel in a similar way to the widow here approaching the judge. So she is asking him to help her. Verse 4, for a while he refused, which is to be expected. So he refused for a while. But what happened? She kept being persistent. She kept coming back to him. Now, I want you to go, I want to go back a few lines and remember that St. Luke tells us in verse 1 of chapter 18, the reason this parable is included is because Jesus wants to teach us to pray and not lose heart. In other words, keep coming back day after day after day after day until he says no. Now, there are times when the Lord is going to come back and say no. For instance, I prayed when my father first was diagnosed with cancer several years ago. I prayed for him to be miraculously physically healed, and he died. And at that point, I accepted that, well, it wasn't the Lord's will for a physical healing to take place. So at that point, it would have been silly for me to keep praying for my dad to be physically healed from the cancer because he died. God ruled by essentially saying no to me because he had a better plan, right? So, but until that point, until the point that he says no, we should keep praying for what we think we need, either until he says no or until we realize, and sometimes the Holy Spirit will do this to us, that what we are asking for, we don't really want anymore. We don't think it's good for us. That happens sometimes too. But in the meantime, we should keep praying and asking for the Lord's help, always being willing to accept his will. You know, and that's the deal with this thing. And this is what the widow did. She persistently approached this judge. Again, somehow having enough hope, we don't know all the details, but having enough hope that he would rule in her favor. She knew that he was able to help her. And we don't know anything more than that. We don't, because this is a parable. This is a story that Jesus is telling. But I mean, you could think a little bit about it and try to put yourself in her place. What made her continue to come to this judge? Well, I would say the fact that she knew he could help her. And when we pray to God, our Heavenly Father, or turn to Jesus in prayer, whatever, whoever we're praying to, for instance, about the coronavirus, we turn to him because we think he can fix it. We think he can make it better. We think he can end the suffering. If we didn't, then it wouldn't really make any sense to pray. So, again, you see the similarity. Now, what bugs most people about this parable is the fact that we are comparing, and you'll see Jesus will make the comparison, we're comparing God to an unjust judge. And there's a reason. And that's what bugs many people about this parable. But let me, we'll talk a little bit about that. So I think I can ease your concerns about that. But you see the deal. You see the comparison. You see the similarity here. The widow knows the judge can help her. She is persistently asking for what she needs, even though he's refusing. I think refusing is worse than ignoring or not responding. You know, just because God doesn't answer immediately in the way that we would expect, it's not necessarily that he's refusing our prayers. He's essentially saying not yet. And so there's a similarity here, but it's not exactly the same thing. This is even worse. The judge is refusing this woman, plus he's an unrighteous man. Now, here's what's interesting. This is in verse 4, chapter 18 of Luke's gospel. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor regard man, obviously affirming that he's not a nice guy. I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because the widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. In other words, this widow is going to drive me crazy. She is so persistent. She is so annoying to me. I just want to get rid of her. I mean, that's essentially what this judge is saying. I just want her to go away. I'm going to give her what she wants just to shut her up. I mean, that's what he's saying. or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And again, he is not doing this because he wants to be nice to her or to help her. He's doing this to get rid of her because he doesn't want to be bothered anymore. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God vindicate his elect, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Now, this is, you know, this is where the story bothers so many people, and it bothered me for a long time until I realized, and I don't remember, I think I read a commentary one time about this parable, saying that Jesus is using this illustration of an unrighteous judge, of a jerk, right? The guy's not a nice man, and eventually the persistence of somebody coming to him wears him down, and he gives the person what they want just to get rid of them. Jesus uses this illustration. This is an extreme example, and he would do this sometimes. And he really makes the comparison, saying that if an unrighteous, nasty judge would do this, would respond favorably to somebody persistently bugging them, if you will, every day, how much more would a good and just and righteous and loving God respond to someone who approaches him with open mind, I mean an open heart, sincerely approaching with something they think they need? How would God not answer the prayer of somebody who is coming to him in this way? And Jesus ends this parable saying that when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? And I'll be honest, takes a lot of faith to pray in this way, to keep praying persistently day after day after day after day with no supposed answer. And that's the parable. Obviously, the message is, if you think you need something, keep praying because God hears and will answer your prayer. Now, again, you might not feel this in your heart right now. I don't especially feel it in my heart today. I know it in my head, but that's where faith starts. It starts in the intellect. It starts in your mind. Just because I don't feel something in my heart, I might not feel in my heart that God is listening to me. I might feel just the opposite. I might feel he's ignoring me. He's ignoring me. He's not answering my prayers. That's what I feel. But in my head, I know just the opposite. I know in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, if we go to our room and pray, our Father who sees in secret will hear us. I know Jesus said that. So intellectually, by faith, I know it in my head. I know that he hears me. I know that he hears me. I might not feel it, but that's okay. I know that he hears me. That's a start. And I think sometimes that is how we have to move in faith. Not feeling it, but knowing it in our head. You may know the story of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. For many years, she didn't feel God's presence at all. She knew it intellectually that he was there, that he loved her, that he was hearing her and responding to her prayers, but she didn't necessarily feel it. And that's the same case for many of us. Now, most of us don't have it, go through periods of desolation like Mother Teresa did, but we're all there at one time or another. So that's when we fall back to our knowledge of the faith, that God hears and answers us. We look at the words of Jesus and what he said in this parable. St. Luke, before he prefaces it with the idea that this is taught to us so that we will pray without losing heart. And I put that out there to you today. If you're not feeling it, I want you to keep praying, especially for this end to the coronavirus. Look, people are suffering. You may be suffering. People are suffering spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. This is devastating for so many people. We as a church need to keep praying. Look at this story. Let it work on you. Start with your mind. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart so that you really feel this. And the Holy Spirit, that's his job. That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit often moves our faith from our heads to our hearts so that we feel it. Does this mean you're not going to have up and downs? No, you're going to have ups and downs. There are going to be times when you are going to not feel it again. Just because you feel it today doesn't mean you'll feel it tomorrow. Sometimes it has to do with whether we're physically tired or not. Sometimes the Lord just lets us go through these periods of desolation when things look bleak to us. But don't give up. Don't give up. Continue to pray. Continue to ask for what you need, all the while trusting in God's wisdom. He's God. I mean, look, let's face it. We are not God. We do not know what's best. We think we do, but we don't know what's best. Trust that some good is coming out of your having to wait. Some good is coming out of it. You may understand what that good is. You can ask the Lord, let me know why I have to wait. Is there something I need to do? He may tell you, he may not. A lot of what we believe, or a lot of what we experience in our life of faith, in our relationship with God, sometimes involves trusting him and not knowing all the answers. But that's okay, because if we knew all the answers and we were equal to him, then he wouldn't be God, right? So that's why it can be difficult sometimes, and that's why it's called faith, because we don't always have the answers. So again, I encourage you to reread that. That's Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1 through verse 8, the parable of the persistent widow. And I want you to know I'm praying for you. And if you feel like you're running out of gas today, know that I'm praying for you. I would encourage you to pray for me and all the listeners of this program, because we're all going to be there at some point. Hang in there. Keep praying. The Lord hears and is answering. He's answering oftentimes in ways that we might not expect or that we just don't perceive. If you have any questions about anything I talked about, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Thanks again for listening to the show. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me as well. And please remember, followingthetruth.com is my website for more information about my work, or if you'd like to make a donation to keep me on the air, you can do that right there, followingthetruth.com. Have a wonderful day. Keep praying. God willing, I'll see you tomorrow.